Welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Brian Eichler. He's with Maxwell, and we're going to talk a little bit about ultracapacitors and high-powered apps. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Alex.
Well, you know, when people think about ultracaps, there's a lot going on at the board level. People are using it as a replacement for batteries, as a replacement or an enhancement to regular capacitors. But there's a whole world of high-powered applications out there. I mean, like big applications that ultracaps are useful for, correct?
That is correct.
So, pray elaborate.
Okay, well, we have two primary application areas people are using ultracapacitors in. One is for peak assist.
Mm-hmm.
To enable high-power applications where batteries cannot deliver the required power in the time. And we also have customers using them in backup power applications or firming applications to deliver power instantaneously as needed.
Well, you know, and that's interesting, Brian, because they're related but completely separate application spaces. The speed of charge and the speed of discharge have always been an advantage when it comes to caps, and I imagine in the high-powered realm that becomes then even more critical, because if you're moving huge amounts of power, the faster you can move it, the better off you are.
That is correct, and the real advantage ultracaps have over batteries is the way we store energy. Ultracapacitors are storing and releasing electrostatic energy, and batteries are storing electrochemical energy. So they have to go through some chemical reactions before they can use that energy, which takes a lot of time.
Right.
Ultracaps do not have that disadvantage.
Right. Well, because ultracaps are literally using a physical phenomena, and batteries are literally having to grind out the chemistry, as it were. It makes a big difference as far as speed and performance. Now, the other aspect, interestingly enough, I used to be intimately involved with it at the small scale level. I used to own a car stereo shop. You know, caps have always been used for bass stiffening in audio systems, and even in home systems for similar reasons. Because, you know, when you talk about the complexities of a music wave, you need to have fast response. But doesn't the same apply to a power wave? Right? I mean, it's a sine wave, right?
Yes, the same applies, and we have customers using them in much larger installations, not just in home or consumer products. We have a new customer using them in a large harbor in China as a voltage stabilization system to help. It's an electric grid that's operating some ship-to-shore cranes that have a lot of peak demands as the cranes are loading and unloading ships. The ultracapacitors are able to provide quick voltage support when there's too many voltage sags taking place to help the system continue operating with no interruptions.
Well, and that's got to be a very, I mean, do you have what's the ballpark power management that you're talking about with that crane system? That's a lot of power.
Yeah, the size, the power is much higher. I don't know it off the top of my head, but it's very large as compared to any other systems out there in use today.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that pops to mind right away is when you're moving that much power that quickly, there should be some thermal issues involved. Is it? How do you manage, how easy is it to manage the thermal issues when you're moving that much power around?
There are power electronics employed to ensure that the temperature is not an issue. The customer also uses air conditioning and cooling fans in the building where the ultracapacitors are housed, and this just ensures a stable temperature for the system and the ultracapacitors.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, writ large, that also would lend itself then to grid stiffening. I mean, beyond just audio or even internal power system stiffening, we can actually expand that, scale it upwards for grid level, correct?
That is correct. And we have other opportunities in place for wind farms to help smooth power output during power fluctuations. The ultracaps are a quick way to store and release energy. If there are any, you know, drops in wind speed or issues that occur, ultracaps can be used in that application as well for a very long life, maintenance-free, which is you can't get that with a battery.
Mm-hmm. Is there utility between UltraCap battery hybrids, or is it better to go from, say, UltraCaps as a bridge to then a longer term, like a fuel cell or a generator setup?
Yeah, well, UltraCaps don't have the high energy density of batteries. So we have customers that use ultracapacitors only for short duration events. And when I say short duration, it's seconds up to a few minutes. So there are opportunities where customers can use ultracapacitors only. In other situations where longer duration is needed, they can use ultracapacitors as a bridge to provide instant power and that time duration until a secondary backup source like a battery or a generator or a fuel cell can be brought online to provide the power for the application.
And also, I'm thinking going forward, there's going to be a lot of distributed systems where you might have semi-smart slaves in an intelligent network where just to have the power for wake-up and communications, an UltraCap would be well-suited for that type of a system as well. I mean, granted, it's already being done in some cases with regular caps or batteries, but UltraCaps give you a unique power envelope between the density and the speed for a lot of intermediate-sized applications, I imagine.
Yes, that is true. And again, the big advantage for ultracapacitors is the long life, maintenance-free. So we specify 10 years or up to 1 million cycles for the ultracapacitor, which is much longer than any battery. So customers can design in ultracapacitors to last the life of their product and not worry about maintenance or replacement that can occur with batteries.
That makes all the sense in the world. Now, what are the ranges of product that you currently have available for, you know, you don't have to talk about the lower level, board level stuff, but let's say in a big space, what are your big products?
Okay, our large ultracapacitors we call our K2 series, and the ultracapacitor cells range from 650 farad up to 3,000 farad. 3,000 is our largest. This is a 60-millimeter diameter can. It's about the size of a can of Coca-Cola, and all of those cells are at 2.7 volts. We put those cells into standardized modules that include voltage management and monitoring, and those module voltages range from 16 volts at 500 farad up to 125 volts at 63 farad, and that's especially designed for heavy transportation. We have 75-volt modules, 56-volt modules. So we have a wide variety of large modules. And those modules can then also be connected in series to achieve higher voltages. We have customers doing 750-volt applications, 1,500-volt applications using these modules connected together in series.
Wow, that is a lot of power. And the nice thing about that is it is almost a building block setup because, as you point out, you can organize the cells in any configuration you choose for the application you're serving.
That is correct.
Wow. So, do you have any engineering support, reference designs, field app engineers, people that can help engineers integrate your technologies into their systems?
Yeah, we have applications engineers at Maxwell that are available to provide support with sizing, how many UltraCaps they need, and also making suggestions for other power electronics, power supplies that may be needed, you know, to be used in conjunction. Maxwell also sells our products through what we call certified integrators. These are companies that have been trained and certified by Maxwell to make customized module configurations and put them together in systems for customers. So there's a variety of different ways to use our products.
Excellent. Now, what's your URL?
It's www.maxwell.com.
Excellent. Well, that's an easy one. Is there anything else you wanted to leave us with about your UltraCap systems before we close out the episode, Brian?
Just that Maxwell is the world leader. We've been doing this longer than anybody. We do have, you know, some competition out there that are new to the market, but Maxwell's been doing this longer than anybody. And we welcome customers to come to us for help.
Well, great. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, Brian. The whole space of UltraCaps in the macro world is a relatively new one, and I'm glad we had a little bit of your input to help engineers put some face and some tech to it.
Okay, thank you very much for the time.
Oh, the pleasure's ours. And I want to thank everybody out there for taking the time to listen to us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.